Joining us right now at the Florida Theater in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, the beautiful Katie Grace Hilo, ladies and gentlemen, on our stage. She has been called moody indie folk rock. How do you feel about that?
I think I was the one who coined that.
I call it just darn good music. She has an exquisite voice. She's not afraid to foot stomp, which you got to appreciate, you know, especially down here. And someone did say that you make songs with the mud and sand and salt water of your Florida home. I kind of like that a little better than moody indie folk
okay,
rock.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's good.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it since, what, you're 4 years old? Is that true?
Yeah. Well, not at this level necessarily, but... yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have my dad's a musician, and ever since I was a little kid, I would like sit on the piano bench next to him, and he would teach me. And actually, my uncle Phil, who's here with me today, gave me my first guitar.
Hey, so. Uncle Phil.
So I've had no lack of support.
How that's way cool playing with your Uncle Phil.
Yeah, it is real cool.
Back there on the Stratocaster.
Yeah.
What do you got here for us?
I've got a couple tunes from Past Lives, the album I just released, and this first one's called Classic Combination.
It was a classic combination of alcohol and frustration. You were low, she was easy, and as a free thank you. I should just let it go. But my heart keeps saying no. Yeah, my heart keeps saying no. Funny how something that means nothing changes everything. Yeah, funny how something that means.
Thank you.
Your voice is everything a voice should be, I think.
Oh, wow. Can I quote you on that?
Sure. I mean, it's sad, but it's beautiful, and it's just, it makes you think. I got goosebumps. I still got the goosebumps. You're standing.
Awesome.
Very nice. And what a cool uncle. Is he a cool uncle or what?
My sisters and I liked her, sometimes I've referred to him as Uncle Jesse from Full House, if you will. Like the cool musician uncle.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew that until recently. But
yeah, that's cool. My uncle would never do that. He would never do this for me, no matter how much I begged him. He was good in other ways, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's on the new one. That's on Past Lives. Right? On Past Lives.
Yeah.
We got to pump this up. You know.
Yeah, Past Lives. Yeah. New album, and I actually released it on vinyl. The double vinyl record.
Yeah.
Speaking of honoring history.
Well, did it come out on vinyl or as a CD as well?
It's vinyl or digital, so you can get it on iTunes or you can actually order the vinyl through my website.
Yeah. So are you a vinyl person?
I am. I don't go like crazy about, you know, exclusively vinyl listening or anything, but I love the warmth.
It is so different.
Yeah.
I just started using my record player again. I played some old. It sounds so different. You actually get the whole thing on vinyl. You know, you don't get it on CD. It's kind of.
It's true. But plus, it kind of brings like the romanticism back to listening to music. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to sit and take time with it and pay attention for when to flip it. So.
Yeah. When that needle drops, you know. Everything is suspended. What do you got for us now? Another one for us?
Yeah, we got another one from the same album, and this one's called Savior or Sin. Far, are you really pulling out?
telling what will come if we keep on. No use running. The damage has been done. This use ain't just fun anymore.
Katie Grace Hilo, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Phil.
Phil Hilo. Thank you so much for having me.